This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Joanne Knight Appellant v. Huilin Lee, M.D., Sam Bechara, M.D., and St. Louis Cardiology Consultants, Lintity Respondents, decided February 18, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District, Joanne Knight, number 811226, Appellant, Appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Charles County, versus Cause number 2111C0741. Huilin Lee, M.D., Honorable Michael J. Fagris, Sam Bechara, M.D., and St. Louis Cardiology Consultants, LTD, Respondents, filed February 18, 2025. Introduction, Appellant. Joanne Knight appeals the trial court's grant of summary judgment in favor of respondent Dr. Huilin Lee and respondents Dr. Sam Bechara and St. Louis Cardiologist Consultants Lintity, SLCC, as well as the trial court's grant of Dr. Lee's motion to strike and exclude the standard of care opinions of appellant's retained expert witness. We reverse and remand. Background: appellant's husband decedent arrived by ambulance to the emergency department at SSM St. Joseph Hospital Lake St. Louis at 2 p.m. on January 21st, 2020. Decedent had a history of hypertension and had collapsed earlier in the day due to severe shortness of breath. Decedent 1-2 reported that he had been experiencing shortness of breath for about 6 weeks, but that it had worsened over the last week and he was no longer able to lie flat on his back due to his inability to breathe. Decedent's initial tests to evaluate his cardiac condition, including an EKG and troponin test, were determined to be abnormal, and the emergency department doctor diagnosed decedent with acute congestive heart failure. The emergency department doctor further ordered a cardiology consultation. A unit secretary in the emergency department subsequently contacted SLCC, a medical group contracted to provide cardiology consultations to SSM St. Joseph, and spoke with a nurse practitioner on duty, NPTT, regarding decedent around 3:35 p.m. At that time, NPTT accepted decedent as a patient on behalf of Dr. Bechara and SLCC. NPTT testified that she was authorized to accept such consultations. Decedent's electronic medical records from the Epic system used by SSM St. Joseph show Dr. Bechara was thereafter listed as a consulting physician for cardiovascular disease on decedent's treatment team. The records further show that NPTT briefly reviewed decedent's records around 4:30 p.m. that afternoon. Decedent was admitted to SSM St. Joseph by NPLN at 4:54 p.m. Decedent's electronic medical records show that NPLN spoke with the emergency department doctor regarding decedent's case and need for further evaluation, and that NPLN agreed to accept decedent as a patient on behalf of Dr. Lee, who was one of her supervising physicians under her collaborative practice agreement at that time. NPLN testified that an attending physician was required to be assigned to the patient at the time of admission, and that she assigned Dr. Lee as an attending because Dr. Lee was set to come on shift at 7 p.m. that evening. Decedent's medical records show Dr. Lee as both admitting and attending physician. Because NPLN's shift ended at 5 p.m., she directed NPSS to prepare the admission note, or the history and physical exam note, which three generally involve seeing the patient, discussing the reasons for admissions, reviewing tests, and developing a plan of care. NPSS entered Dr. Lee as the attending physician at 5:54 p.m., started her admission note at 6:24 p.m., and saw decedent in the emergency department at 7:15 p.m. Decedent was taken to his room around 8:05 p.m. Decedent subsequently suffered a cardiac arrest at 9:54 p.m., at which point a code blue was called. Decedent was pronounced dead at 10:21 p.m. Neither Dr. Lee nor Dr. Bechara saw decedent prior to his cardiac arrest. Appellant filed a wrongful death claim and named as defendants Dr. Lee, Dr. Bechara, and SLCC, along with Dr. L.C., another consultant with SLCC who was voluntarily dismissed, and SSM Healthcare, who was granted summary judgment on the basis that appellant's claims only implicate SSM Healthcare on an agency theory relating to Dr. Lee and various nurse practitioners, which Missouri courts no longer recognize as a cognizable claim. During his deposition, Dr. Lee testified that he was not made aware of decedent as a patient by either the emergency room doctor or any of the nurse practitioners, nor was he aware that decedent had been assigned to him as a patient prior to responding to the code blue shortly before 10 p.m. However, Dr. Lee testified that decedent was his responsibility when he came on shift that evening at 7 p.m. because he was listed as the admitting physician in decedent's records. 1. Furthermore, Dr. Lee confirmed that NPLN was permitted to accept patients on his behalf under her collaborative practice agreement. When asked at what point after he started his shift, was it his responsibility?